Blog Talk Radio.
Alright. Ha!
Yo.
There it is.
Listen up.
I want you to take this one right here
take
and
this?
Knock them over their head over there.
Knock them over their
right?
motherfucking head in
this
the
one's for y'all.
Alright.
Yo.
What they gon' do? What they gon' say? What they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the UK.
And what you represent?
Westside LA.
What they gon' do?
What
they gon' say? What they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the UK.
What you represent?
Westside LA.
How many different ways we gotta show we so original? Our words ain't so critical. We both so
unforgettable.
So when we come together, it's like magic. Calling Camelot. I'm not a artist. I'm a weed smoker, I just rap a lot. And Jesse's like the king of feet, fuck it, call me Lancelot. You fucking with the
verse,
nigga, show us what you
Come
got
on.
You think I'm playing?
Yeah.
Dagger only place to keep, I'll be a
Huckleberry.
Doc Holliday is in the street. Dagger so intelligent, I'm doing dumb shit for fun. Start a war with skinny jeans, kill whoever's wearing them. Line them up, execute them, brother, uncle, son, or dad. Watch how fast they come about them, that's the way you kill a fad. I said a fad, Dagger ain't a homophobe. But look at me and touch me wrong, I crack a homo in front of them. Look at me on overload, I'm paranoid, I'm still prepared. I stay aware of hating motherfuckers, so I'm never scared.
What they gon' do?
What
they gon' say? What they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the UK.
And what you represent?
Westside LA.
What they gon' do?
What
they gon' say? What they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the UK.
What you represent?
Westside LA.
Jesse, when I visit, there's a lot of things I wanna do.
Listen.
Wanna smoke that British weed, fuck a British bitch or two. A lot of drink, 80 proof or better, tell them Dagger Earl. Maybe grow a cherry curl and resurrect the fight gun. Doing all that we deserve, we in the streets and moving fast.
Wait.
Take me to the palace, better G, I make a car last. Wait, I heard that police out here, they don't even carry guns. Glad I didn't bring my niggas, they be robbing everyone. Jesse, I'm
fucked up.
Wear a big old booty strip, but need the cutter, need the gutter. Hey, call me Dagger Ripper, money flipper, but you'll never see me throwing it around. It's in the UK, we don't stack. Damn, we're getting fat, I'm hungry still. Gotta eat, I'm staying at the table. Well, I'm leaving though before I go. Dagger's doing something mean to people over government.
What they gon' do? What they gon' say? What they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the UK.
And what you represent?
Westside LA.
What they gon' do?
What
they gon' say? What they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the UK.
What you represent?
Westside LA.
When the Dagger's on the microphone, I'm buying them when he trippin' out. If I'm losing,
throw a bowl.
Gonna have to kick me out. Find me, I ain't paying shit. Go ahead and turn me in. I will post bail though and do the same shit. Nigga, you can never win, so fight a
new time cut.
You know you fucked up, you thought the master was an amateur. Your mistake,
kid is quick.
Jumping, spinning, judo kick. Connected to his upper lip, that nigga did a backflip. Rip out the spinal column, that's my
first column.
If I was a cannibal, it would be my I'm all about my salary, I need it now. Hand it over, need my weed, pills and drink. You don't want the dagger sword. Yeah, I want it all, big, tall, stacks of money. Fettuccine, tortellini, greenbacks, nut, nutty. Tip stacks, don't scratch, big faces, bring them in. Paper cheese, cheddar, mozzarella.
What they gon' do? What they gon' say? What they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the UK.
And what you represent?
Westside LA.
What they gon' do?
What
they gon' say? What they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the UK.
What you represent?
Westside LA.
What the fuck they gonna say now, Jess?
What?
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 West Coast all day.
What?
With that DJ connect.
What?
Jesse P.
What?
If y'all don't know, y'all better act like
what? What?
Who are you?
My name is a pimp named Slickback, and I believe I may have misplaced some merchandise at this residence. There she is. Bitch, I hope you got the money to cover this little vacation you've been taking.
Now, hold up, Slickback.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
That's what I said, Slickback.
No, it's a pimp named Slickback, like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing. A pimp named Slickback.
Hey, can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga, I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Crystal, who is this person?
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback. Say it with me now.
He's my pimp.
You're a pimp? song. You really are a...
Yes, I'm a hoe.
Come on, bitch, now.
A pimp named Slipback. Could I please have a minute?
A minute? Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This here is a hoe.
Not in this house, she's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn! Indiana Jenkins, I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
West Coast really great, tough night. Bang out radio.
Keep bouncing.
Bang out radio. Keep bouncing.
Bang out radio.
That's right, y'all. Welcome. It is Sunday, so you know it's Slap Sundays with the Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang out radio. And again, this is your first time being here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope you enjoy your trip. If you've been to ride with me before, and you're back again, hey, thanks for coming back, because I know I'm not the easiest person to sit and listen to for like 2 hours, all right? But we're going to do it anyway, so let me start up as I always do. Shouts out to the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey, because without her, there is no Bang Out Radio, no Slap Sundays, no West Coast Wednesdays. The award show's about to come off, pop off. The X and B models is doing big things. I'm seeing you doing your thing, girl, so thank you for giving me a chance to do what I came here to do, which is try to spread a little bit of knowledge to the best of my ability, as well as play these number one slappers from the top independent artists from around the world, all right? Just share my opinion, just give people a venue and a place where they can be themselves, all right? Because, you know, I don't judge people. I may try to judge people, but, I mean, you don't got to listen to what I say or what I talk about or whatever, because, I mean, you're your own person. People are their own people. People are going to do what the fuck they want to do. So, at the same time, I hope you at least hear some things that I'm talking about because, like I said, I think I make sense sometimes. And on the other hand, I ask a lot of questions that a lot of people should be answering that a lot of y'all don't. Excuse me. So, again, thank you, Boss Lady, for allowing me to do what I got to do or do what I came here to do. I also want to shout out all independent artists, everybody out there doing their thing in this music game, in this independent music game, all right? They're doing things positive, all right? Because without y'all doing what y'all doing, I also wouldn't have no music to play, so then again, I wouldn't have no show. So we all in this together, all right? So make sure y'all keep doing what y'all doing, keep getting y'all new music in the game, and make sure y'all keep sending me y'all new music, all right? Because I want to have new music in rotation. I don't want to have to play y'all old bangers. I want to play y'all new bangers, all right? So if you don't got the email, which you should have by now, make sure you put it in your category somewhere in your emails. Just put it somewhere so when you got some new music, you send it to me. I also need drops, all kind of stuff like that, all right? Dagger. Bangoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure you get it into me. And also all y'all X and B models or just models, period. Not just X and B, but models, anybody trying to be Dagger's Beauty of the Week or want to come in and, you know, put your 2 cents on a few things. Make sure y'all hit me up at the same email, all right? Send me your photos, send me your bio, your links, and then we'll set up a date for you to come on and be Dagger's Beauty of the Week, all right? And last but not least, just as always, anybody that takes the time out of their day to just listen to what I got to say or just listen to me and listen to this music because, like I said, I know I'm a hard person to listen to. But at the same time, I say a lot of things that people may be afraid to say. I talk about things that people may be afraid to talk about. But I'm trying to do that because, like I said, I don't know everything. And I'm the first person to admit that. I don't got no college degree or anything like that, but I got a lot of experience. I deal with a lot of people. I've been through a lot of shit. So I can only talk about what my viewpoint and what I see and how I feel things should be or how I feel things should go. But again, that's only me. You do what you want to do, but I just hope we try to find a way or some way to, like, meet in the middle, all right? Because there's a lot of bullshit going on, man. And you'd be surprised. Outside of the shit that I go through and have to deal with myself, the stories that I hear, you know, what's going out there amongst a lot of y'all need to stop. I don't... I don't know. Maybe y'all having fun. Like I said, maybe y'all enjoying yourselves or whatever, but y'all got to watch ourselves and be careful, man. This shit ain't no joke. This ain't no game. This is life, and life ends quickly, all right, in many different ways. So, like I said, if you want to call in tonight, 661-621-7559, you either just chill in the queue or you press 1 to let me know you want to holler at me and give your opinion. Either way, it's just fine with me. And I also want to give a special shout-out to everybody, just everybody. I don't know what the fuck y'all doing, but y'all got the numbers on Dagger's show climbing every week, climbing. So that means y'all talking about the damn show and y'all liking it. I like that. So keep doing what y'all doing, all right? Because like I said, I need all the help I can get. And that's the only help I need from y'all at least because, and like I said, I only promote this show really on Wednesdays and on Sundays, all right? But I need y'all to promote it every single day, all right? If you told somebody about it already, then you need to tell somebody else. Make sure that person told somebody else. Make sure y'all talk about the show and what we got going on over here. And even call in, all right? I know y'all might not be able to do this live, but as long as y'all can go back and listen and take the time to listen and go back and be like, oh, I like what he said. Rewind it back, listen to that again. Whatever y'all doing, sharing the links on your Twitters, Facebooks, whatever pages y'all on, whatever y'all doing, y'all got it popping right now, so keep it going, all right? I thank you for that because that just lets me know. It gives me a reason to keep going, to let me know that y'all like what's going on over here, okay? We're all in this together, so at least for 2 hours, or for 2 hours a day, 2 days a week, and for 4 hours out of the whole week, we're going to get it popping where there's no bullshit, no drama, no games. We're getting drunk, we're getting smoked, we're smoking, we're getting twisted, we're enjoying ourselves, and we're having real-ass conversations, all right? Listening to some real-ass music from independent artists, all right? So let's just keep it going. Let's keep it pushing. Let's grow as far as we can, all right? So brand-new music right here from my boy K-Wise featuring Wayne ID, Backpack Raps. We're going to start off Slap Sundays like this, and we'll be right back, and let's figure out what we're going to talk about tonight. All right, y'all. See you in a second.
Yeah, real niggas all day. Just me, by myself, on the block, holding it down. Getting away, straight face, all day, not a day. In jail, by myself, one bed, no pillow case. One pillow, didn't nobody write me. It was early, woke up, went back to sleep, took a nap. You ever go night-night dinner?
Keep it simple. You know how the game is done by sidelines. Want to be starters, messing up the guidelines. They call haters, 90 day with wise guys. Talk without their wings, don't let shit fly. We hit the haters, y'all shit gets old. I keep moving like soul to soul. Don't need punchline to show I get punchlines. My life reveal all like girls in the summertime. Dreams to keep the lights on when they grind you. Grab itself, X, spinning cold rhymes, fading you. Pulling these bars, doing one and next. Killer mics out of this world, call me Jason X. Take on that. I flow with smoke and smiles. I'm so boys in the hood, how but serious style. This is dedicated to the backpack rap, from the fitted cap to the snapback. For real, yo, we on the backpack rap.
If you don't like, you can pass that back.
Yo, we on the backpack rap.
Yeah.
For real.
My
girl, for real.
I cover intricate lines from two specified races. You can't touch my bars like electrified cages. Checking my matrix. Cause when you're on my level, you're either genius or you're specified brainless. I'll be blazing tracks. I be amazing. Jack, a master at the written, being slaves in rap, saving crap. For niggas who be talking that bullshit, as for me, I just state the facts. I be hating that. I can destroy dudes in a fight at night and have them really hate you rap, complaining that. Dude, your lines is breaking cats, but they was lucky they were saved by the bell like Slate and Zach.
Yo, we on the back, that rap.
If you don't like it, you can pass that back.
Yo, we on the back, that rap.
I got more game than cheat codes, and I stay grilling cats like I'm at a Chinese bistro. Got clean flows colder than a thin coat. You can't swallow what I wrote with Lil' Kim's throat. You can follow by my vote and keep it hip-hop, or fall by my rope tied with a slip knot. Look, I keep it hot like a fucking disease. Cause on the mic I let it burn, even Usher would breathe.
Or Tony Braxton, time for action, I'm red man. I'm so fly, you're rich, a levitated fed man. I throw rocks in your box, catch it out, hot scotch. Never been in jail, but I'm unblocked. Yo, we on the backpack rap.
If you don't like it,
Going, y'all. My nigga Nympho the Great, straight out the Widow Boy crew. This is one of his singles. You ain't cute. Hood down. Let's get it.
Fuck this. game I spit, nigga, that's irrelevant. I got an attitude that shit them like a sedative. I pinch their nerve, begin to enter their vein. Game them them and they wonder how I got in their brain. I get them to see things my way. We ain't even home yet, she giving me dome on the highway. It's my way, like the BK sign. Gives no fuck, homie, I'm on my shine, on my grind. That's what I do, Young Mac, magnificent in blue. I get at a crew of bitches. Young Mac known to go home with a slew of bitches. The homie folk like fuck 'em, so we take him home and then fuck 'em. Pass him to Jay, you know he keep it poppin'. From LA to Compton, homeboy keep rockin'.
Baby, yeah, you know you ain't you. You ain't fly as me, you bitch. You the prostitute. Yeah, you know you ain't you. You ain't fly as me, you bitch. You the prostitute.
Keepin' it moved by bitch. I'm fly as fuck.
Yep.
Bitch, my golly wow. Uh-huh. In my gray tux.
Uh-huh.
Whatever she got,
whatever.
Whatever I want.
Give it
if
up.
She talk too much, she put a dick in the throat. I
go
tell a bitch, shut the fuck up. I just wanted that. They call me sir, fuck a bitch.
Fuck that
come
bitch.
Straight out that cut.
Yep.
I want your punch.
Your cheddar.
And everything else you got. Hoes and blocks, mail drop. When I ride or walk down, they block. Clock, not talk cock. Third clock, that's what he told.
Check out my boy The Dagger on Slap Sundays every week from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can tune in at www.bangoutradio.com or call 661-621-7559 and listen or press 1 and join in.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sundays, The Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Now I guess the show can officially start here on Slap Sundays, but again, if you want to get in on the conversation, although I don't have any idea really where I want it to be at this point, I kind of do, but before we get into it, you can always call in 661-621-7559. You either just chill in the queue or you press 1 and let me know you want to holler at me or get in on this, all right? But since I'm hanging out for myself for the night, like I was saying earlier, like I said, every Sunday, it's got a lot of shit be going on. A lot of people be having to deal with shit that they shouldn't have to. Hold on, let me have my sip real quick. Tonight off this ghetto Kool-Aid, so you know that's that orange Kool-Aid and vodka. And I guess what I want to talk about, or what I really, I guess tonight's topic will be, is just responsibility. That's something that a lot of people don't. I believe a lot of people don't even understand the meaning of that word, responsibility. Let alone what comes with that word and what comes with being responsible or a responsible person. Or having the responsibilities and taking care of your responsibilities. All right, so wait, hold on. Somebody wants to jump in already, and you know who this one is. Let's see if we're going to get it to work. Hold up. Hold up. Queen V, you good?
What's up?
What's going down with you? How you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling good.
I'm good. I'm as good as I can be. You know, I can't complain. So what, are you putting in some overtime tonight since you missed the show Wednesday?
Oh, I was just going to call and apologize for that. You didn't even give me a chance.
No, it's okay. Like I said, you was apologizing that whole night. I don't know if you remember. You know, you was a little on the tipsy side. So, I mean, but no, it was cool. It was cool. So, can you explain what happened? Because like I said, this is Sunday, so you know some dumb shit you was dealing with. Can you kind of explain what was going on without explaining or what?
Oh my goodness. Okay, I got my girl Koya with me right now, so we sitting outside just chilling and talking. So all I right. mean, me and her, we sitting here, we chilling. I'm sorry, y'all.
Hello.
But you know, okay. I'm here.
Okay, just make sure.
Okay. But we was just sitting up here, we was talking about, you know, some of the things that's been going on. And, like, I wanted to know maybe because, you know, we cool, we talk. How do you act like a lady without looking like a punk? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a situation going on and, like, you're trying to, like, chill out and not, you know, and not really go there, but you got, you know, a little bit going on. You got some liquor in your system, and, you know, you just feel like you need to say what you got to say, but at the same time, you know, you don't mean it like that.
Well, it depends. It depends on the situation, because sometimes, because, I mean, being a lady is just being a lady. You either are a lady or you're not. Now, it's like if you are a lady already, sometimes you got to be a bitch. That's just like me being the good person, but I got to be a nigga sometimes because some people don't understand you trying to be nice. So I would say it depends. You should always try to be as much of a lady as possible. I need a little more about the background. Like, what type of situation are we in? What kind of situation is this?
Okay. I got told this is to say what happened. All right. You know, we at the barbecue, we chilling. We with my best friend and her man people, you know. But, you know, people got alcohol in their system and they felt like they needed to say some stuff. And, I mean, it got took the wrong way because of how it was said and, you know, and the occasion in which it was said, you know. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, now that I didn't, you know, say what I had to say, but you took it kind of wrong, like, how do I, like, now you're mad, but I'm not trying to look like a punk because what I meant was what I meant, but, like, I didn't mean for it to come off in a horrible way like that.
Well, fuck that. Like I said, you can't control how people take things. So, I mean, especially if you said it, if you know, I mean, because you was a little too, I mean, did you say it kind of messed up where somebody may have an attitude, or did you just say something and he just took it the wrong way and that's on him? Because I've said many things to people and not trying to piss them off or come at them disrespectful or anything like that, but I mean they just didn't receive it that way. So now be honest. Did you say something that was a little like, did you jab at a nigga or did you just say something that he just really just took the wrong way?
No, I mean like it was just really just took the wrong way. Like, I mean,
oh, well then fuck it then. That's his problem. That's not your issue. You know what I'm saying? So you were being a lady and then if he comes back and tries to come at it a whole different way, then, you got to show your ass sometimes. Don't take it from me. My thing is walk away. I'm just talking. I'm telling people to do shit that I wish I could do sometimes. I've been in many situations where people call or say I said this or say I said that or whatever. You just want to see, I'll tell you to bust somebody's head open or to cut somebody out or to say, fuck that person. That's what you should do. But at the same time, if it's not worth it, don't even waste your energy or your time. That's where I be at with things because a lot of shit is not worth it. And if these ain't even your peoples, like I said, it sounds like this is your friends, dudes, friends and shit like that, they really just fuck them. Like, so what? You know? That's just how I feel. That's just my opinion. But shit, but you got to, like I said, you got to be careful. You got to watch what, you got to watch. Some people just don't take, just people just take things the wrong way and that can blow shit up even worse. So, I don't know. Like I said, I wasn't there. But, So how did it all end?
Hi, Dagger.
Quinn. Hello?
Hello.
Who am I speaking with now? I thought I heard a different voice.
Oh, You did. It's Koya. She wants to call at you guys.
Okay, we'll put her on the phone quick. Let me talk to her. Cause she was there, too. She was there, too, right?
Yeah, hi.
Koya, how you doing? How you feeling tonight?
I'm okay. I'm tired. Just off of work, you know. Poured me a cup.
Okay.
Listening on the show.
What y'all out there sipping on?
Vodka and some strawberry booties.
Uh-oh. Strawberry boonies? That's an alcohol Kool-Aid. That boonies,
no, not
that
alcohol Kool-Aid. We had straight vodka and mixed it. Excuse you.
With the booze. Oh, okay. So you just upgraded the shit. Okay. Well, Koya, you tell me. You was there, too. Let me hear your side of things. What happened on Wednesday, man? There was a lot going on. My co-host was gone. What was going down? What happened? Because this is Slap Sunday, so, you know, we slap stupidity over here. What dumb shit was going on?
Okay. It was an altercation that happened, and it had nothing to do with the person. And another person spoke on it. Just a little bit, in a little joking way, but it didn't come off that jokingly. It came off kind of serious. And then so the homegirl dude told the girl to stay in the back seat. And then the girl was like, and said, what? And then he said, stay your ass in the back seat. Like, you know? And then he kind of took it like, what the fuck you mean? Like, I was just saying, woo what? And he was saying he don't give a fuck about none of that, you know, stay about his business, you know? So then then the girl started talking to the other homegirl, and they had their own little issue going on, and then he thought that we
were still
talking
about
him.
Oh,
yeah, so he came and said, what, what's going on? And then she said, what, what's going on? And then he hopped out the car, and he active, and she get active, and, you know. Our question for tonight is, like, how do you, like, in that active situation, everybody got alcohol on them. It's the 4th of July.
Now, see, okay, now here's what happened. Now, let me, okay, I can speak on it a little bit now. I got a little bit more information. Number one, even if it was a joke, nothing should have been said in the first place. I'm a firm believer in stay out of other people's business. No matter what it is, I'm sorry. That's number one. That's just me. If somebody's speaking on something or whatever it is, especially if people is intoxicated and you see niggas is upset about certain things or whatever, just don't even get involved in that in the first place. Don't crack jokes because, like I said, it may be funny to one person, but somebody else is going to think that shit ain't funny, especially the person going through it. Number two, he was wrong for even getting into it with a female. I mean, I just don't get how dudes get into these full-fledged arguments, especially with girls that ain't their girl. You know what I mean? Who you trying to buck up on? Who's pointing? You know what I mean? Who's pointing you trying to prove? What? Even if you do win whatever argument you're in with this person or whatever, it's like, are you going to get some kind of stripes for that? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, why even? I look at it all the time. You ever see those people on the corner just yelling at each other just for no reason? The guy and the girl just cussing at each other in broad daylight or whatever. Just, it's like, why? Why? And three, When alcohol is involved, that should allow that people should take a step back when it comes to alcohol. Because that's what I'm saying. People drink for different reasons. See, me, I drink to relax, to calm down. If I'm about to get something popping, if I'm about to get turned up or whatever, then I drink. There are those people that just drink just because. And when you're drinking, you got to realize that people's thought processes are even a lot slower. I mean, some people are bad drinkers, you know. One of my homeboys is a really bad drinker. We almost went toes when I went to visit him because he got drunk one night and just went off on just some whole other shit. You know, this is my homeboy. I've known him for 10-plus years. But he was talking to me like I was just some other nigga off the street, you know. So, but in the morning, when it was all said and done and gone, you know, you realize, you know, I was fucked up, my bad, whoop, whatever. I mean, the next day. But it could have went further if I had been the type of nigga like, yo, what's up? This. But I'm not that type of person either. So, I guess mainly you can't diffuse the situation and work to get started. The thing is not to start the situation in the first place, in my opinion.
So not to start it in the first place. And I'm saying in that moment of there's tension in your body and you're about to go off and all of that, how do you act like a lady? Like how would you want to see, if it was your girl and it was a situation like that, like how would you want to see her act? Like,
I
want to
see her.
You already know that she pissed the fuck off. She already mad. Like, what is she supposed to do in that instant?
You gotta walk away from that situation. My thing is, I'm going to tell somebody to walk away. I'm always going to tell somebody to walk away. Because, like I said, if this is somebody, if she's my girl, and she's cussing her out with some other nigga and everything like that, and I'm especially there or whatever, it's not going to get that far in the first place, because I would have told my girl, like, not to get involved in that shit anyway in the first place. Now, no girl should get into it with no niggas, period. That's number two. Like, it's just not a winning battle. Those kind of fights are dumb or whatever, and it's just not going to end pleasantly on either side. And the best thing to do, is just walk away. If you ain't got no money involved, no kids involved, this motherfucker ain't got nothing to do with your life, your check, your money, your family, whooping everything, then it's no point. You don't get into it with people who don't matter. That's especially if it's a friend of a friend of a friend or this, that, well, whatever. Once it gets past, like, the second or third person that you may know somebody or something like that or whatever, then that person does not matter. So there's no point. I would be upset at her for even getting into it with some nigga that she don't even know. That's what I would be upset about. Well, it's like, why even waste your fucking time? You know, that's
disrespecting. Like, you know what I mean? It's a point of, like, that person knowing that from that day forward, if you ever disrespect me ever again, it's going to be an all-out brawl. Like, you know what I mean? It's going to be, you're not going to be able to just slide past, because the next time you do it like that,
is that worth it? Because then say something did transpire, say something did pop off. I mean, would it have been worth it? That's my thing. Is it worth it?
I mean, like, I don't know. Like, to me, like, I just feel like if another time had passed, and it was another situation, that same exact situation had came about, like, you're going to know from the last time I had spoke to you that you're not going to be able to get past me.
But if you've been in that situation with that person before, you know how to act, you know this person is dumb or woo-woo power of you, but why would you even go around the same person again just for that possibly to happen again? See, me, something like that happens, I learn not to fuck with people past a certain point. You know, once you see people do certain things or they act a certain way or whatever, you avoid their people. If you know that's right. How they get, so then you can still, like, you know what I mean? And then my thing is, another thing I like, I don't really flash on people and I don't really do all that because I like people to underestimate me. You know, you already got, they think you're a pushover, they think you're all nice, woo-woo, whatever, and everything like that. Until that one day comes, and then they just going to have to learn. But until that day comes, until your hand is forced, don't go looking for it, and you don't even have to give nobody anything, you know? Because some people are just going to be like that. Even if you flash on them or whatever, there's still going to come time again, and it comes around again, and you're going to do the same shit again, because people are just like that.
Right.
And then it's like, my thing is, you don't flash on somebody. I don't like people that do shit and then don't do nothing past that. My thing is, if you're going to do something, then do it.
Right.
If you're going to flash, if you're going to go hard, if you're going to do that, then fucking go all the way. Don't half-ass no shit. If you're not, then walk the fuck away and leave it alone.
Right.
That's just me. Like I said, people go do different things. I know niggas
are
not.
But it's just like in certain situations and certain people, it's like me, because I know, like, I came a long way from how I used to be to how I am now. I'm grown. I have stuff to worry about. I don't want to go to jail. You go to jail. Not juvenile hall. You go to jail. I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to be next to that big bitch named Buster with a broomstick.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
But it's like, you know, I still have that past ignorance.
But on the pride thing, it's a pride thing. I understand
it's like a pride thing.
But you have to know that you yourself know that that shit wouldn't ride. And either, you know what I mean? You got sense. You got things you want to do. You got things you're worried about. You got things you're trying to get done and everything like that. You got to realize people that don't got shit going for them are the first ones to do whatever because they don't got no worries. They don't got no cares. They don't care. So that's what I mean. And they look for people, and they look to fuck with people that got shit going on because, you know, misery loves company. People be trying to fuck up other people's shit all the time. Trust me. You don't want to fall into that. Like I said, you said yourself, you're getting out of that, and that's good. Just keep going because it's like there's going to be a lot of people testing you. And trust me, you don't want to save it for that one who's going to cross that line. You don't want to save it for nobody that's just on some whatever type shit, especially if niggas just drunk and whoop and everything. And then you want to make those kind of excuses like, oh, you was drunk or did it, this, that, or whatever. I mean, I'm tired of excuses and I'm tired of people just talking. You know, if it ain't worth If it ain't worth going all the way for, then don't do anything about it. It ain't worth no amount of time. Because like I said, your pride is still intact either way because you have it. Can't nobody take that from you. And it's not like you got a point to prove to anybody. And you've proved all your points to yourself already. What I almost said is that it's like if you go back and go through it again and again and again, and then that's the repetitiveness is what I would get upset about, is because it's like you know who you're dealing with, you know what could possibly happen, you know how this person is, and it's going to come down to the point where either, like I'm saying, you're either going to completely not fuck with that person or whoever at all, or you're going to have to bust their head or have somebody bust their head just to let them know what's going on. Either way, it's like which is more beneficial.
Right.
Like I tell people all the time, game of life is chess. It's not checkers. People just looking at next step. You got to think 4 or 5 steps ahead. You know, you got to think if I do this, then this is going to happen. See, I could think like that in a matter of like a couple of seconds. I could think of a few scenarios real quick. You know, okay. But some people are just like, you know, what's going on right now in front of me right now, and then they don't think past that. And
right.
you can't do that. You have to think big. You have to think about the whole picture, because everything you do or everything somebody does is going to be some kind of reaction to it. Something's going to happen. The thing is, whatever that may be, do you want to be there when that happens or do you not? Majority of the time you don't want to be, because a lot of people go to jail over dumb shit. A lot of people get beat up over dumb shit. A lot of people dying over the dumbest shit. And it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Because then even if, like I said, you felt better than for that one moment about cussing them out or getting them beat up or whatever or something like that.
Hey,
there's
I
no
didn't
guarantee.
Say it was me. I didn't say it was you either.
I just said in general. Don't get on. Okay.
I'm just kidding. It was me, though. It was, guys. I got to make a confession.
But what I'm saying is, you taught me a lot,
and I'm going to intake that because that's really good advice because, like I said, I'm a work in progress. I'm a work in progress, and God ain't done with me yet, so I'm good. So it's just
and like I said, how old are you? And how old are you, Nas? 20?
I'm 20. I'm too old, about to be 21 in June.
And see, you ain't even 21, girl. Yeah, you got time, girl. Like I said, fuck with these niggas, especially if you've been dealing with niggas around your age and everything. Trust, these niggas is only out for a couple of things right about now, the way I've seen it. Like I said, I don't know your peoples personally and everything like that. I'm just talking about the world in general. Like, you know, like I said, focus on being 21, take your next couple of steps, and just do what you got to do. You got a long road of a bunch of bullshit and everything coming your way. So this shit right here, I'm trying to learn how to deal with the bullshit and not be like these ratchet bitches out here. You know, I'll be trying to be out there like that. You don't deal with the bullshit. That's the point. You don't deal with the bullshit because you'll be surprised the more. And take it from somebody, like I said, I deal with bullshit all the time, and I want you to be better than me. That's one of my slogans here, be better than Dagger, okay? Because I deal with bullshit. But the fact is, I've been dealing with bullshit since I was younger than you. So it's like I'm at a point in my life where it's like I feel like, as sad as it is, I'm not supposed to be happy or not happy for that long amount of time. It's a fucked up feeling, but that's where I'm at right now, and that's what works for me. But I'm going to tell you, you know, at a young age, like I said, I'm trying to fuck all that bullshit. If it ain't got nothing to do with what you got going on with your life, your future in a positive way, what you got to plan for, fuck it. It ain't worth it. It's not. Because all it's going to do is just another hurdle in your way. And there's going to be enough hurdles that, you know, the police, society, you know, there's a lot of hurdles that's already going to be in your way. So the extra hurdles, you don't have to deal with unless you choose to. And that's the worst part, is that when you choose to deal with the bullshit will constantly keep coming, all right? So just choose not to deal with it. That's all I'm saying. But we'll be right back with Queen V hanging with me tonight. We're going to get to this Dustin Moore's Mike Broken, and we'll be right back and continue our conversation, all right?
All right.
I'm gripping on the mic so hard that my fingers breaking. The lyrics so cold that no one cares what singer's making. These other rappers faker than the Jerry Springer station. This rap will get better, just make sure you bring your patience. Yeah, I said patience, I've arrived, stop the waiting. You can keep the hating, that gives me motivation. The dragon has awakened, spitting fire in your face, and now you looking like you shaking. This music has you taken.
But where is this taking me?
A desolate wasteland. Give me my space, man. I'm higher than a spaceman. This is so easy, man. I'm feeling like a caveman. I got people rolling even more than a rave can.
Goddamn.
Yeah, I'm getting really wild. I learned how to freestyle really early as a child. Before I could walk, I was flowing like the Nile. I came here to talk so we could be here for a while. So listen, motherfuckers, stupid suckers causing ruckus. Eat you up like hummus. To sum this up, don't fuck with us. You'll get thrown under the bus. If we have to hear your fuss, I'll pop you like a pimple, and your head will be the pus.
Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding our mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ before he is broken. Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding our mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ.
I'll leave the flow torn, ripped up like it's lacerated. Right when I was born, I spit it, and that's not exaggerated. I can tell this got you mad, it's so bad you have to hate it. Now your girl's wanting more, my flow has her infatuated. Back in rap school, top of class is where I graduated. Now I'm like the principal, I'll teach you some, get educated. I'm an artist with the beat, I got this shit decorated.
Yo, is this mic working?
It's about to be annihilated. Holy shit, I'm killing it, don't lie to me, you feeling it? I'm not quitting this until I make a million, bitch. If the mic is blood, I'm spilling it. I told you I was killing it, the rap against my empire, give me beats and I'll be building it. I start with the beat, and then it's like construction. When I'm finished, you're confused like alien abductions. At least I think you will. That is my assumption. I know that the mic after this probably won't even function.
Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ before he is broken. Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ before he is broken.
You might think I'm smoking, you're right, I'm higher than the ozone. I rolled the blunt tight, smoked it, now I'm in my own zone. I break the mic in half when I flow just like my old phone. If you aren't feeling this, then bitch, you need to go home. If you don't like rap music, then you're in the wrong stadium. Give me the mic and I'll be balling up this gymnasium. Remember the name D, can't put that shit in your cranium. Going so hard on this beat, they'll rename it Titanium. I'll rep where I live too, that's in the 512. Down here, we're never scared, you think I'd hide from you? In my squad, I got my goons, we do it big. In my crew, we kick it like we've all been trained in the art of Taekwondo. Ooh, that one hurt the mic, I might have left it bruised. It's alright, this flow is tight, I'll leave the crowd amused. I talk to rap music and my music they've approved. Now that I broke this mic, I prove my flow to you.
Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ before he leaves it broken. Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ before he leaves it broken.
Yeah, I would keep rapping, but I don't think this mic's gonna be working too much longer. Y'all keep it sleazy, alright?
Peace.
Okay. Yeah, let me get in this again. Tippy tippy toe is damned if I ain't light on my feet like a young Sammy Day. Put the rats in a pack so for me it's more cheese. But I ain't tap dancing, I'm just stopping off my sneaks. No, I can't teach you, my swag is evident. So when I be in a room, they're irrelevant. No, I don't rap, I recite how I'm living it. You hear a couple songs, mess around, think we best friends. Even as a little me, I was a little different. You in a little toys, I was up in little women. I was falling hard, you was still trying to scrimmage. While you was thinking about it, I was teaching how I did it. Now I ain't the blueprint, hoes got it locked down. I'm just trying to decrypt everything. I just keep it real, I ain't really into acting out. But if you want the fake, listen, give me my fatness. Go from four doors to that G4. just trying to change the definition of average. Flying overseas just a bit of a sandwich. Hustle all day like a young curve ran with free with so I'm gonna need more fabric.
Catch me in the alley with texts on these niggas. Out there watching for the tripwires and bear- take your fade and go and get your gun. He stay in reach, but I gently drop the bitch and make you swallow your teeth. I'm a beast. Demons trapped in my mind, now I live by the blind. Lost and hard to find. Boxes made of pine. Bars pumping Kool-Aid. Niggas taking losses for decisions that you made. That bullshit ain't nothing. That talking is all bluffing. Make believe when the Glock come out, I'm dumping. Heart pumping faster. Pain kill laughter. Big shot, yeah, one crazy ass bastard. Rat a tat tatter. Liver lungs bladder. Yellow tape and number card. Shell cases and blood splatters. People like shattered, but mine is too, so what the fuck you gonna do?
My nigga, what the fuck are we doing?
Shit.
You know, man.
Yeah, it's Friday.
I know, man. I don't even know what we're doing today either. We're just sitting in the fucking room.
Yeah.
Yeah. We really gotta get some practice for real. What up, North?
Yeah.
What they talk about?
Trees, that's all a nigga needs. Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs. Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, where the girls at? Where the girls at?
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs. Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs. Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, call the whole crew, cause the knife will smash.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs. Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs. Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, where the girls at? Where the girls at?
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs. Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs. Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, call the whole crew, cause the knife finna smack.
Man, where the girls at? Cause the knife finna smack. Got a bottle with my hand and the trees in the back. Man, I'm tryna get on and I know you is too. Man, I'm getting kinda tired just sitting in the room. Yeah, nigga just sitting in the room. A nigga kinda mad and I'm tryna leave soon. This be the night and I'm tryna do it my way. Waiting all week for the night and it's Friday. Yeah, nigga, Friday. Gotta do a movie so you know I hit the highway. Looking so fresh in the beam, so clean. I'ma hit about 100 and you know I drive me. 45 minutes and we pull up on the scene. Got bottles, trees, chase, cheese. All we need is girls and we finna start a function. Headed to the telly, get the whole room bumping. We got
bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs. Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, where the girls at? Where the girls at?
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees. That's all a nigga needs.
Man, call the whole crew, cause the knife finna smash.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, where the girls at? Where the girls at?
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, call the whole crew, cause the knife finna smash.
Mac Day coming with a pocket full of cheese. Not for sale, my nigga, we blowin' knees. Now bottles, cheese, you know it's nothing. Platinum OG with some platinum 50. Come in the dungeon. You feel like prepping. Got a couple bones with a sip, it's nothing. Take a girl home if you feel like prepping. Cause all my niggas on it, you feel like prepping.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, where the girls at? Where the girls at?
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, call the whole crew, cause the knife finna smash.
So sick with it, guess I got the stomach flu. Spitting that virus, so we saw not the swine flu. Bottles in the air, in a blunt, already rolled up. Blowing off some grapes, so you know tonight about to pop. Ladies, where you at? I got bottles, I got trees. Tonight is going down, baby girl, is you ready? I'm already drunk, taste fashion down the highway. Ready, get active, go dumb, cause it's Friday. Pull up to the spot with some bottles and some trees. Ladies, where you at? That's all a nigga need. Trying to hit a function, and you know we gotta tell it. Bring the whole crew, that got ass, some kids. Got bottles, tree, anything you need. Smacking that function with a host at the party. It's a lady on hit. Oh damn, I'm too wasted. Got a thick ass model, my bottle, no takes
us. Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, where the girls at? Where the girls at?
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, call the whole crew, cause the knife finna smash.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, where the girls at? Where the girls at?
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, call the whole crew, cause the knife finna smash.
allowing you to keep 10%, and I'm allowing you to keep drawing breath on this earth. Now, you either get down or you lay down. What's it gonna be, sunshine?
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
Take off.
I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game piping. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. West side, West
Take
Coast.
Out.
Bang out radio.
Bang out radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sunday's the dagger. LA, West Coast all day. Bang out radio. And of course, oh, man, we're getting into a lot of things, it seems like. You know, a lot of people got a lot of shit going on. I'm actually gave some good advice, it seems like. But again, like, don't quote me on my shit. I wish I could follow the advice that I give other people. So make sure that you guys be better than me, because you don't want to be in my shit. You don't want to go through the shit that I've gone through. You don't want to deal with the things or see the things that I've seen. So I'm trying to help avoid that. I'm trying to help in the best way I can to help people avoid that. But also at the same time, and avoid everything. No matter, you know, how much you try, no matter how hard you try to avoid things, it's the bullshit is going to come to you. So the real thing is what you're going to do when it gets there. All right? So let's get back to the phone lines real quick. Hold on. Straight. Let's see if I got the Queen and Koya still. Who's on the phone? Because y'all sharing the phone. Who we got over here? Who's on the line? Hello? Queen? Koya? Anybody? One of y'all? Nobody? All right. I'll check back with y'all in a second. And straight out to 323-3596. You got Dagger. What it do?
Yo, what's up, Dagger? This be your girl, Mama Mia, checking in with you.
Trying
to see what's going on. Oh, it's been a little while. My bad. You know how I do it. Been running around trying to get shit together. My little brother out here and dealing with haters and work. Man, it's a lot of shit going on.
there's a lot going across the board. So what's going on with you? What's been going on with you, MIA? What's some dumb shit? Because you know it's Sunday, man. So what dumb shit's going on in your world?
Okay, it's so much dumb shit going on that I really don't know where to start. But the shit that's bothering me is about females that just can't get over what guys do. You know, if you're going to be
okay.
A woman about something, that's what it is. Like, I'm going to step to you as a woman. And if you ain't trying to move nothing, or if you just want to pop up, get high, and then start talking shit, then you fake. You know, and don't, like, I just hate people that when they see you doing good, they try to bring you down. And they try to pick any little thing to mess with you.
That's damn near everybody nowadays. Because like I keep telling everybody all the time, people are only out for themselves, and that's the crucial. That's the most crucial part about it. Because, like I said, I wasn't raised that way, you know. And it's just funny because even my parents now, I fell out with them for a little while. I have fallen out with them for right now, and I don't know what's really about to happen with that. But it amazes me because they're pissed off the fact that, you know, I stuck by how they raised me to be about look out for others. You know, if you're going to, you know, that's what was instilled in me.
Just to be a kind and caring, concerned person. Just to try to do for others when you can, if you feel that it is appropriate, you know. But a lot of times, like, people will really try to take that as a weakness, and you got to let them know, like, yo, like, I'm really doing this because this is how I am. You can't get over me because there's other parts to me that you probably really don't even know. But you really don't need to know that because it's irrelevant when you're really trying to be a good person and really trying to help somebody out and see them get on a level that they need to be, you know, no matter what the case may be. Fuck the past, just live in the future, get on about your life. Like, and that's why can't nobody get nowhere, because everybody's so worried about, you know,
the next person.
What can this person do for me, or what this person did to me, or what that person is doing, and fuck that, and I'm mad, and, you know, don't be mad because I got two jobs and I ain't got no kids. Bitch, go get one. You feel me? It's not hard. Apply yourself. Stop worrying about me or the next bitch or trying to fight or trying to talk shit about somebody else, because if you literally really had a life, you wouldn't be worried about me. I would be the last thing on your mind.
Well, that's exactly, you just said it right there. That's another thing. A lot of people either don't have their own life or their life is based around fucking with other people. And that's a damn shame when you can't do nothing in your own shit that you got to go worry about. And that's, we've said this on the show many times, motherfuckers don't mind their business. We were just talking about that earlier. I mean,
mind your business. That's all. Just mind your business.
Mind your business. If a lot of people just mind it, they're, like I'm saying, if whatever anybody's doing isn't affecting your money, isn't affecting your family, isn't affecting your kids, isn't affecting your health, your personal well-being, fuck what they got going on. It doesn't matter.
For real.
It
trying to make something
matter
out of nothing. So many people are trying to make a big deal out of a little situation. That's what your whole life revolves around. But are you serious?
Then,
when there's so much other stuff that's going on in this world that I'm trying to get to, and bitch, I don't give a fuck. I'll take you with me, but you need to get your act together. I don't care what happened in the past, what you did, or I'm just that type of female. Like, I love all my women. Like, we need to stick together. And I ain't knocking men, but you feel me? Y'all need to get y'all shit right, and we do too.
See,
you know,
it
us
goes,
women
yeah,
need
okay
to get our shit right too,
ways.
Because it goes both ways. But you have to understand, guys talk a lot too, and when certain stuff get back, that's not supposed to get back, and then when a situation spins out of control, and then they just act like, oh shit,
here's,
like.
Here's what I'm gonna say though, like I've always said all the time. It lays on women, though. I'm sorry. I got to say it this way, because women have the power. I mean, in a lot of situations, it boils down to a woman somewhere. I'm sorry to have to say that. But in a lot of situations, there's a woman somewhere involved in that. And
it's because,
like I said, y'all get really emotional.
No,
sometimes
see, the thing about it, which you don't understand, is not that. The women, yeah, we rule, we run it and everything like that, but at the same time, it's like, okay, look, women rule, but we need y'all. We love y'all. The dick is good. You
they don't
me?
Act
it's
like it. That's
good.
What I'm
saying. You feel me?
That's
how women end up bumping heads and not getting along with each other, because we love y'all and try to do so much for y'all, and when y'all really don't recognize it, you know, it's like, oh, you ratchet, you a hoe, or whatever.
No,
because
they try to do
the
wrong
good,
girls.
Good,
faithful the wrong
woman.
Girls,
if you are a good, faithful woman, like, some guys really overlook that because there's so much booty shaking out here, or so much, you feel me, dick popping for these females, you will really overlook what's good, you know?
No,
and
but honestly, at the same time, no.
And who really rules it? Who really rules it, right?
Because they're a girl. Well, hold on. Before I tell about that, I'm checking on my other ladies real quick. They still got this on button here, so I'm gonna see if they're paying attention yet. Queen or Corey, are y'all paying attention yet? I'm just checking before I get in. Hello, y'all good? They're still not there. Okay, just making sure. But that's the thing though. They're not the women. Like I said, this is because we said this many times, there are good men out there, there are good women. We all know this. But it's like,
yeah, we all
good,
know that. We all know
good,
that.
The good, it's the good guys that's catching these other bad bitches, and it's these good females that's dealing with the craziest niggas or falling for what they got going on. And then the good people are getting fucked over, and then it's like zombies. You ever see the zombie movies? You know, and the motherfuckers like, or like, you know, you got a whole lot of all the zombies are like the bad people, the cheaters, the woo-woo, this, that, all the people doing wrong in the world. And there's a few of us survivors that are good, that are trying to do the right thing, stay focused. But once we get bit by one of them zombies, they become a zombie. You know what I mean? There's no antidote to it. Once a motherfucker gets hurt, once somebody puts their shit, once somebody puts everything that they got out there for somebody, whether it be family, a significant other, for your kid, or whatever, you put everything you got out there for somebody, and then it doesn't come back or doesn't come back the way you
know,
think that it should, it fucks you with cancer.
Honestly, how I feel about the whole situation, it's just about conversation, understanding, you know, just the way you talk to a person, the way, you know, your whole vibe may come off or your attitude when you're trying to get to know that woman or that man. You know, because I've been in plenty of situations where everything goes good, you know, we vibing and it's like, yeah, we rapping and, you know, I'm listening to his music, he listening to my music and everything like that. And I'm telling him, yeah, you cool, I want to be a friend and everything. Liquor, you know, drinking a little bit, and it's like, motherfuckers is like, flip out, like, so what's this gonna be, what's going on, and whoop-de-whoop, and how you feel about me? After I just said, like, you cool, you know, we can connect, we can network, and all this shit like that, you know, so many people look at things in a different way, you feel me? I guess because he felt, oh, I wasn't on him or rubbing on him or touching on him, like, I was really feeling him, oh, I wasn't the right person for him, you feel me? End of the story, I end up kicking him out of my house. That's just how
Goodbye.
It is. If you come at me sideways, I'm not fucking with you. Get on about your get on. You feel me? I don't give a fuck. You feel me? Because I just don't play games, and that's what you have to realize. If somebody does something off the bat that you don't like, and then if you know that you can't deal with it, and if you already see that y'all can't work with each other, then why waste your time? And that's why it's so much confusion out here between men and women, because so many people are wasting their time because you feel me, oh, yeah, she probably got some good pussy or whatever, he popping, he got money and shit like that. Fuck all that bullshit. That's why so many people is confused, because we don't understand what's really fucking going on.
But that's also why I say things about, like, be responsible. If you, like I said, you be responsible for, you know, what you want. You know, if you're in a relationship, there's nothing wrong, not even a relationship. We're just talking about people dealing with each other. If you if you know you're dealing with somebody just because their pussy is bomb, you don't lie to them, tell them that you love them in order to keep fucking with them, just tell them that they pussy bomb, you know? If they don't want to fuck with you after that, then you got to chalk that up and keep it pushing, you know? That's where people are fucking up. They're not being honest with each other.
If you just want to hit it, let me know. Be like, I just want to fuck. You feel me? What's up? Do you want to fuck me or not? Like, just keep it simple. Don't be like, oh, yeah, baby, I'm feeling good. I want to get to know you, and I want to talk to you, and we can take it to the top, and then next thing you know, you want to be all lovey-dovey and shit, and if I don't give you a pussy, you got an attitude.
Yeah, but
what's up with that?
Fellas, y'all got to realize, man,
don't say you want a real woman, but can't handle it.
Or not even a real woman, fella. Oh, yeah, if you want a real woman, then get a real woman. Now, there's a difference between a real woman and just somebody trying to fuck on. Now, keep in mind, this is what
I'm
talking about. It's like,
it's a difference.
If you just want to fuck on a girl and everything like that, then you'll be surprised how often or how many girls are out there that'll be like, okay, I ain't even tripping.
Exactly.
It's like
guys will really be surprised how many women will be like, okay, because at least it's like, oh, I know what it is off the bat. You just want to fuck. I just want to fuck you too. So it's like, whatever. If you pick up your phone after we had sex or whatever, it's nothing. I know you just want to fuck. You feel me? Sure. But don't beat around the bush, and that's what people do. Just don't beat around
like
the bush.
Said, it's
and
it's
if you see some bullshit, get away from it quick. That's all I can. That's
like
my
said, advice. It's an understanding thing. People don't understand. People listen, people hear what they want to hear, and they
hear
say
what they
want to
hear.
They hear what they want to say, and people hear what they want to say, hear what they want to hear, and people say what they want to say if they feel it's going to get them something in the end. It still goes back, like I said, you have to be responsible for yourself. You have to know what you want. You have to know in your head what you're looking for. You have to be responsible in knowing the people that you're dealing with. You got to know if you're dealing with a liar, a motherfucker that's just bullshit. You know what I mean? You have to be responsible for the things that you do. If you fall into a situation and then you find out that it's not what you thought it is, then it's your responsibility to get out of it. This is what I was talking about earlier. Like I said, it's all about responsibility. But people rather, like you were just saying, how girls or guys want to blame the next people because of what the past person did. So, I mean, now you're blaming and putting fault on. No. If you pick the bad person to be in a relationship with, that's your fault. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
If you are in a fucked up relationship and you don't want to get out of it, That's your fault. See, that's another thing.
That's your fault, yeah. And that's why I say not understanding what the fuck is going on. Like, you really, you study holding on to a person and you telling them, oh, it's like, I want to be with you and I need you and all that. And then that person is steady blaming you for fucking somebody else or doing, like, extra shit when you know deep down inside that you really want to be with that person. But if that person don't want to be with you, they're going to make up any excuse not to fuck with you. And that, you just got to see it for what it is. And that's what a lot of people don't do. They don't see it for what it is because they try to hold on to the little bit that they got and try to make something better. But if there's no chance of making it better, then let it go.
And again, y'all, just like she just said, take it for somebody who's been through it. I was in a situation where it was all bad, all kind of disrespect, you know, all kind of shit going on or whatever. And it's like, I'm not dumb. I never walked in on anything or I never caught any situation. But, you know when something's going on and everything, and you know when something's different. But see, me, the easiest person to lie to is yourself. You can lie to your friends, your kid, whatever, out here lie to whoever. The easiest person to lie to and the person that you lie to the most is yourself. Because a lot of y'all see
yourself,
things going on.
Exactly.
A lot of y'all recognize shit that's going on. But you tell yourself, and like I said, I'm guilty of this myself. I'm very guilty of it. Like, I had everything in front of me that showed me shit was fucked up. But because I love somebody, because, you know, I didn't want to believe that it was like that, because I thought it could get better, because I wasn't ready to let go, it put me in the worst situation that I could have been if I would have been like, you know what, fuck this, I'm out. You know, you got to recognize shit, and you got to be responsible, and you got to take responsibility.
Yeah, take responsibility. You know, take responsibility for my action and not nobody else's action, and be your own self. You know, just be yourself. If you like somebody, so what? Sure. Let your homies know, like, yeah, this is my girl. Nothing wrong with that. I feel that people would gain more respect just being honest to their self and to the person and to everybody around them instead of beating around the bush.
Now, see, but that's where it fucks me up more, because I feel like me personally, at least when I'm in a relationship or I'm doing what I'm doing, I don't let people know what I got going on, because I feel
like
most people that are
involved. I'm saying if it's close.
Well,
like,
yeah, close people and everything, but still even that
fact,
the girls be all wrapped up. We're talking about your main or whatever, the one you want to deal with. But what I mean is that, you know, even when I got a girl, I don't spread it around on Facebook. I don't be posting all kind of shit about it or everything like that.
I'm not talking about Facebook.
I'm just talking about it across the board, period. Because, you know how people, there are those girls that be like, okay, well, now that we're together, you got to broadcast me to everybody. You got to make sure everybody know that we together, whoop and everything. But the more people that know, the more people that are tended to fuck with you or
yeah,
to try
I
to get you, you know what I mean? That's what I mean. And I've been told that I've been trying to hide
people.
Or the Facebook
generation and Twitter.
Like, yeah, whatever. Like, I've been told that you don't care because you're trying to hide me. Don't nobody know. But there's a reason don't nobody know, because the more people that know, especially me, you know what I mean? How many people will come around and try to fuck some shit off or whatever like that, especially with my track record? You know, I was like, but I don't know. We've been saying, y'all, you just got to take responsibility. If you're in something, don't lie to yourself. That's it. Because you can tell yourself anything and make yourself believe it, because you're the one going through it and you're going to deal with it. See, me, like I've always said, I felt like I just wasn't meant to be happy. So the worst shit got for me, it was like, okay, this is just how it's supposed to be. That's just me. But no.
People are supposed to be happy. No, I mean, that's it. I mean, don't be dealing with this. Okay, I try to make the best of that situation. No, fuck that shit. You already know me, Dagger. Don't even say no shit like that, because what I'll be saying is that, but you gotta be better than that. Like I said, people deserve to be happy. Everybody, there's somebody out there that's gonna be the happiest person in the world. And the only way and the only reason we can be happy, just like you said, respect yourself, be true to yourself, and just keep it real.
There it is, y'all. So we're going to get a Dagger's Double Play real quick, and we'll be right back with MIA. We'll see a Queen B and the other homegirl. I'm back by the time we get back from this break. This is Dagger's Double Play. This is me, Feature Farrell, All I Can Be, since we talk about responsibility. Be right back.
Hello, everybody. The Dagger, L.A., West Coast song.
Damn right.
This right here,
what is
this? Is probably as close as I'm going to get to a thing. So I want y'all ladies to like this too.
Ladies,
and I can't sing.
I can't.
I know somebody who can.
But he can.
Holla.
Come on.
You,
that time
was gonna be nobody else.
interfere.
Westside, LA representative. I love to murder any beat. It never gets repetitive.
Nope.
Y'all niggas like a sedative. Been sleeping for years. Soon everyone will know my name. It's like I'm working at you. Now I'm living life without a fear. Out of tears. Complex.
You think you on the court?
We're gonna see because I got
it.
Hit my phone with double check. Scared to rap the
man. Come on.
No respect for none of y'all. I'll show you how to
nigga ball.
The water rolls up, rolled up, showed up. See any studio or stage. Step in.
Blew it up.
Turns up. Stupid drunk.
Hella hot.
Can't even wear ice.
I'm too hot. It'll liquefy.
I wonder why I even try to keep up my identity. Cause I ain't got shit.
That's a whole lot of energy.
There's no one to protect.
I'm all alone. I don't give a fuck.
Haters, can you hear these middle fingers? Let me turn them up.
Anytime,
on any minute, any day. Blame the real rappers, cause they all have a part to play.
Snoop,
taught me how to smoke.
Dr. Dre, Elvis,
Quick, how to stack chips.
Eminem,
Papa, Dills, and Mac, Dre, and keep the scene. So I was ready to be taught to keep it hypey by
E45 the rally.
Always been an
outcast.
And like them, I stayed true. Even if I stuttered, I was still
just a shield.
How you like that big cup?
Cause
I don't got no
Biggie in me. Westside,
fuck with Pac. Half the world ain't fucking with me. I was taught to not care about niggas with an attitude.
Westside, come on, come on.
Sugar free. Fuck a bitch, make a
word.
And if I say, then I'm representing
too short.
UGK, perfect team, but maybe lost before the time.
Got you all in check.
Thanks, what's the
name?
Underrated, always hated, always made it. People violated, it's my life, so I would never trade it. Early life, I hesitated. Now I'm so perpetual, the best of both worlds in one man.
A nigga like you,
keep
going.
Always gotta work the entire life. It's full of hurt, using everything I
learned.
Try to keep it comical, but niggas always think I'm
sad. Dagger, what you doing?
What you think, Red showing off?
Giving the people a little twist of effect. I got love for myself, I don't need your respect. I got so many soldiers up the most on my back. I trusted way too many people, yeah, I fell in the tracks.
Come
now, I got your mama tracks. Clap and feel the bass.
Dagger, it's your time to shine.
Yeah, you're right, I'm getting
yeah.
Music
yeah.
Is my purpose, I'm never losing
focus. What?
I'm super califragilistic, expialidocious.
All right. I'm really fucking losing it on this one.
This straight jacket don't fit no
Dagger.
More.
Chip. The dark side.
Need a new one.
Yeah. I told you that I'm crazy. Y'all think that I be playing games. I crack skulls open just to pick at your brain. What's your name? It doesn't matter. Cause because of your chatter, I'm gonna hang you from the roof. Damn, I can't find the ladder.
Fuck it.
Strap him to the wall. Where's the hammers and nails? I'm about to get medieval on him. Have it begging for help. Then grab a back, crack both arms, legs, and two ribs. Don't want to miss nothing, so I ripped off his eyelids. Kill your kids in front of you. You telling them it's bedtime. Erase your whole existence. Kill them off your bloodline. Rip out the nigga's teeth. Have a laugh while his mouth leaks. And being asked, hey, you want something to eat? I thought not. 10 fingers, 10 toes. Break them all. Jab, jab, right cross. Uppercut. Break your jaw. You took me for a joke. Now I'm showing you no sympathy. Cut your fucking head off and
put you out your misery.
I'm crazy, 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 crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. Hell yeah, I'm crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. I'm really crazy, 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 crazy.
Chip,
you know I'm crazy, 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 crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy, crazy,
how fucking crazy you are.
These niggas ain't crazy, they perfectly sane. I'ma live lame like spark butane. Keep thinking I'm a bitch once I pull out the fifth. Plus 12 shots, then reload the clip. Your thoughts change, where I hang. Gray rags, gray strains, I bang. Switch hits for no man. Ask me where I'm from and then I'm throwing up the foe man. This is not gangsta grills, but they run when I speak from the cannon. Cannon, shots span from here to Japan. Touch any clan if I am not the man. Time Warner, cause my bullets in demand. You on the couch finna be pummeled by the plan. Pulverized with precision if you fucking with the fans. ARs and AKs, the law of the land. I'm the governor, you niggas ain't
crazy like I am. Crank, 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 crank. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. Hell yeah, I'm crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. I'm really crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. They're not crazy, 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 crazy. I told you that I'm crazy, y'all niggas still don't get it yet. Record your whole murder scene, post it on the internet. See how many hits I get.
Warning, this'll make you sick.
I popped out his eyes and fed him his own fingertips. Anyone can get it, nigga, anytime, any day. Cut off both his feet, now he hopping like who's a kid. Begging me for freedom, only freedom is death. Ripping through your bone and flesh, rip your heart out your chest. You not impressed yet? Okay, put a hook in his back. We strap both arms full till they rip and they snap. Break your back, but don't paralyze him, I want the nigga feeling pain. Plus the rage of anybody speaking my name. Like I said, I pick your brain like I'm Hannibal, the cannibal. Grind you down to brown sugar.
I don't need the Angela.
Yeah, I'm feeling really great. You made me retaliate. Where's the wood and gasoline? Let's burn this nigga at the stake. I'm crazy,
crazy, crazy, crazy.
I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. Hell yeah, I'm crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy. I'm fucking crazy, 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 crazy. I'm really crazy, 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 crazy. You know I'm crazy, 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 crazy.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Real quick, sorry. Slap Sunday at the Dagger, LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio now. Yeah, I can jump back in real quick because I lost my Wi-Fi connection. So those in the queue or anybody that's hanging out with me, hang bear with me for just a second till I get my system rebooted.
Like I said, man, this is one of the shit I be dealing with. If y'all, man, if I had a steady place I could actually be, instead of having to always do the show on location and just anywhere I could be able to pull over or anywhere, anybody spot that I'll be able to just walk into real quick, whatever or something, I need my own stationary place. So then I can do this without no problems, no issues or nothing, all right? But see, I have to take responsibility for this. So, again, I hope y'all, again, I do apologize to my listeners. All right, but I'm going to get to a point where it's going to be so smooth like Gary Coleman. I'll be able to jack in and out callers, put all my music in, where I can just do everything that I'm supposed to without no issues of drama. But in the meantime, y'all got to roll with me, all right? So, again, thanks for understanding. But it has been an interesting conversation. Like I said, I know I'm not the only person dealing with shit. I know probably a lot of y'all are dealing with shit a lot worse than I got to go through. Some of y'all are not. So, and I can't judge, you can never judge the severities of somebody else's problems based on your own. So I don't ever do that, and I never try to do that. I just try to, like I said, the main thing everybody has to realize, no matter what you're going through, two things are going to happen. Either you're going to let it stop you or you're going to keep going. And as much as I complain, as much as I talk, as much as I be in here hurt, be wanting to just stop, I can't. I couldn't stop if I wanted to stop. I can't even see myself just sitting on my ass just not doing nothing, which a lot of people do. There's a lot of people out there not doing shit, and I don't get it, because it just leaves you open to do other shit. And me personally, I don't like not having nothing. When I don't have anything or when I don't got what I'm supposed to have, then it gives me even more motivation to go out and try to do it. Not steal, not rob, not any of that extra shit. Just get shit done the right way. Connect with the right people, do the right thing, walk the right way. The right things will happen. The right things ain't going to happen all the time. Trust. Believe me, even walking the straight path and being the good boy or being the good person is not going to stop the bullshit from coming. Don't think you're immune to it. All right? But it always comes down to, what are you going to do when it happens? That's where the question is. All right? So let's see. Hold on. I still got my shit back up and running real quick. MIA, you still good? Hello?
Hello?
Am I? Am I? You still good? Oh, okay. You making sure.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. And then let's see. These ladies are still on, but let's see if they hear you now. Queen, are you good yet? I'm at the. No. No, guess not. All right, ladies. I got to jack y'all out then. Call back then if y'all get it. But yeah.
I'll see you on that, Dagger, though. Like, real shit, no matter what goes on, you just got to keep moving. You got to learn from it, build from it. And that's what you can do. And there's only so many people out here in this world that is willing to do that. Some people just make excuses like, I ain't never going to do this because ain't nothing never right happened. I put it like this. Everything positive I try to do, I always get a negative reaction at first. No matter what it is, something always go wrong. But if I just get mad and give up, like, fuck it, you're never going to get nothing accomplished, and you're never going to get to where you want to be in life if you just let shit get you down and let things stop you or don't want to do nothing at all or don't learn from your mistakes.
That's the cruel part, too, because, yeah, because I let things get me down. I can admit that, but I don't let it stop.
I mean, we all
you know,
do because it hurts. It fucks you up.
But it's like, damn. But see, there's a thing though, because it's like you want to get mad at people, you want to get mad at this, you want to get mad at that, you want to do these certain things, you want to lash out, you want to retaliate, you want to. There's a lot of things that you want to do.
There's a lot of things.
Let's talk reality shows for a second, right? Because it's funny how people be coming at me, and I'm just going to watch how I link all this together, right? Like, one of my favorite reality shows is the shit that I really be watching. Like, I be watching, like, The First 48. I watch Locked Up Abroad. I watch Killer Wives, you know, the motherfuckers, I Killed My BFF. You know, I watch these murder shows, these deadly women. I watch these kind of reality shows. Why? Why do I watch them? Because every time I watch them, it shows me what happens when somebody gives up or when somebody just doesn't give a fuck at all, like completely.
Completely don't give a fuck.
That's
right?
Why I watch these things, because I be watching, especially one that I really watch is Locked Up. I watch Locked Up, and then motherfuckers are like, well, you always watching these shows about murder and jail niggas and everything. Yes, why? Because watch these shows, This is real reality right here. Y'all watching these Housewives and the Kardashians and all this other scripted shit. You can't script a nigga in jail. You know what I mean? You can't script a dead body on the ground. You can't script these things. And then every story, majority of the time is you can relate to these people. If y'all watch these, some of y'all, it's just one move that'll put any of us in there. Every time I watch it, there's one dude. I was out with the homies. No, they decided to rob somebody. I was just in the car. I didn't do nothing. Could have been me. 10, 15 years for just being there. Could have been me. You know what I mean? The fucking guy that's in there, came home, saw my girl in bed with some other dude. I just lost it, killed them both. Nigga, double life sentence over a bitch. Could have been me. Could
have
been me. You
know what I mean? Like, yeah, I feel you, though. Like, I was thinking about that the other day, like how I've been in so many situations when I was younger to where I could have been in jail for life right now or at least doing 15 to 25 years. Or who knows? But who knows how to do
whatever.
Things like that? But
armed
I just
robbery.
Thank God. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. The dude's in there like, nigga, times was hard, man. My kids, my sister, nigga, I had to rob somebody, move or whatever. But look, you robbed that person, all right, but you in jail and your kids are still hungry and everything like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. It could have been, I don't got no kids, but it could have been me. But then you also have those niggas in there that's just really on that I don't give a fuck about nothing. You see these crazy psycho niggas in there, too. Females too, like I be watching them locked up for ladies jails and everything too. There's some crazy bitches out there too. Y'all ladies out there stabbing niggas and shit over them. Like I said, it could have been you. You know what I mean? Child neglect. There was a woman in there
they wasn't handling responsibility.
Exactly. It all comes back to responsibility. Everybody in jail is responsible. They always want to. And then the main one is talking about blaming this person, blaming the judge, blaming the lawyers. And I'm not even going to say that our court system is even perfect or anything. But the thing is, if you know that the court system isn't perfect, why would you even chance going through
yourself in a situation?
I don't understand. This is what perplexes me, but this is why I watch this type of shit. Because every day, and every time I watch it, and every time I see it, is I see somebody that's like, you know what? That could have been me right there. I don't relate to none of these motherfucking Kardashians. I don't relate to these people out here trying to find a date and shit. I don't
it
relate
was
to these,
me.
Yeah, I don't relate to all these.
I was this close from it.
I don't relate to these housewives and everything, work crying over their rich boyfriends and shit like that and everything like that. I don't relate to none of that shit. These people I can relate to. These people make me be like, you know
yeah,
what?
For real.
I'm not gonna do that. You see this nigga in here? Y'all see these jails? Y'all see these places? I am not doing that. Not because I'm scared. Not because it's because I like pussy. I like weed. I like to be there to eat what
because...
I want, sleep where I want. You know what I mean? There's a reason I'm not doing that. It's not about being scared
know...
or stupid.
It can be just, it's not really ultimately inside of you. Yes, you would like to react on a situation and react on something because you're stuck in a box and you want to get out of it. But if it's really not inside of you to really, like, oh, I don't give a fuck. I'm just about to go rob this bank real quick so I can get these stacks. You feel me? You ain't going to get away with it.
And there's the responsibility. Like I said, no matter what you do, all these niggas that was in jail, all these people that I was looking at, and all these reality shows that I watched, and then, like I said, the first 48.
TV don't show you how to do shit. Really.
They
show
you
how to get
people
caught. That's what it do.
And you see these people out here, especially, like I said, on the first 48, you see these people, you see all these people just dying over the dumbest shit because this dude stole $5, because he died because his wife was cheating on this person, motherfucker. I mean, It's just so easy. I watched that show too, Snap, with them crazy bitches snap on their husbands and shit and everything. It's like, this is what
yeah,
I was talking
because
about.
That's because motherfuckers be out here playing games and being with the wishy-washy shit, and you get emotions and feelings and just everything.
But that's what we were talking about earlier.
You know?
My,
exactly. And it's like, motherfuckers, just break, because I done been in situations where I was like, man, this kid's in my house right now. Fuck. But it ain't even like that, because I know deep down inside I'm not that type of person. I'd rather just say get the fuck out of my house before I go to that level. And if I get to that level, if I think about a thought like that about you, I don't need to be around you.
See,
there's nothing that we can't get nowhere, because
I had
I'm just going
all the time.
You know.
That shit is so, and that shit is why I even scare myself sometimes. Is why, because I know how my temper is, I know where I can go, and I know how I am. So that's why I try my best to avoid the situation, so
don't
I don't become like that. Because I got a lot of built up shit, and I be having them thoughts, like, you know, really like hanging a nigga by his feet, you know what I mean, and giving him 1,000 paper cuts and swinging him around for this hand. You know, I be having all these crazy type of thoughts. I have.
Yeah.
I've been a lot of movies. I see. And, you know, I'll duct tape a motherfucker to a refrigerator and cut off his eyelids. You know what I mean? I do shit like that, bust a nigga's toes. You know, I've seen a lot of movies. I've seen a lot of scenes where it's like,
but
you know what?
Ultimately,
I wish I could do that.
Are you getting out of it, though? Like,
I'm getting what everybody
else is. That, what's going to happen?
It's that motherfucker going to die.
Are you going to kill him, or are you going to drop him off, or are you going to make sure he's scared shitless, or what the fuck?
I don't know. It depends on how I feel that night. That's what I'm saying.
You got to think out the box. You know, yeah, you want to do this. This is the moment, but, like, what are you going to do after you do that? Like, what are you going to do in between, in the middle
no,
of it? What if you just decide to tie a nigga up? Because you
yeah, no idea.
Mad
oh,
for
oh,
one
niggas
second,
niggas
and then 5
close.
Minutes later, you like, oh shit, my nigga, my
there
have
been a few people.
Right.
Don't get it twisted. There have been many people that have crossed the dagger's path in many situations where it was like, you know what? And the fact is, I mean, and me sounding dumb, I'm saying this now, but I'm probably dumb for saying this. I've been watching so much stuff or whatever. I'm one of the people that think I probably could get away with it. Because I watch that shit in full detail. Well, I know what people have got caught on. You know, I know how to avoid getting caught. You know, I feel I could get away with it if I was really, really that type of person. But like I said, at any point in time, I may be. You know, this is why I do this show. This is why I try to be calm and everything like that. Because at any given point in time, anybody can snap for the smallest thing. And this is what I'm trying to tell everybody out there listening to me right now. Just, that's why I try to tell you, just let it go. Just let it go. Be better than me. Let shit go. That's what I try to do. I try to let shit go. You just got to... just
yeah,
let
but
it go.
For some people, it's just a way of life. and that's how they got to live their life to survive. And if you know you ain't one of those people that's going to be able to handle that situation, if that person snaps, don't fuck with it. Like, be talking all this shit, like, yeah, I'm the big boss dog, and I'm doing this and doing that, and then you get caught up in the situation, and your mouth is closed. Just like the situation that happened, and I don't know what the fuck happened, but if it was really like that, fuck it. Get it over with. You know what I mean?
Well, hold on, hold on. So, yeah, hold on real today, quick. Hold on real quick. What happened? 323-0562. You got Dagger in my eight chilling. What it do?
Witty boys, y'all.
Yeah, Nipple the Great in the building. What
do you do,
baby? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. What's up, Dagger? Yes, sir, Bang Out Radio. Slap Sundays, that's what it is. M.I.A., what it is.
What
it how,
do?
You
doing?
How you
hey.
Doing? How you
doing?
Hey.
What's the topic?
Y'all niggas is
hey, we going everywhere. We talking about everything, man.
Wait, okay. Let me catch up, man. We just started off life saying it's mainly overall it's all about responsibility. Because, you know, that's what we've mainly been talking about. Motherfuckers ain't responsible being responsible for themselves, the situations they put in themselves in. They always want to blame other people. So, you know, since we were talking about that, I gave some advice earlier and my ex been dealing with some bullshit. But it's just basically like, you know, people are responsible for their own actions. We all know this, but yet everybody wants to blame other people for shit that they do, shit that they put themselves in, for situations that they're a part of, but they want to blame everybody else instead of taking responsibility. So I went on to say that this is why I watch shows like The First 48, Locked Up. This is why I watch Deadly Women, Snapped. Why I watch these shows is because this is real reality. And these are people that have lost it, you know what I mean, and took responsibility in whatever type of way, shape, way, or form in their own hands and did what they did. And it's just, I was just making the comparison that that's why I watch these shows, because I can relate more to these people, because I'm one step away from, I could have been just as easily one of these people. Then I would have been a Kardashian, or I would have been one of these other motherfuckers, or whatever, one of these other reality shows. You know what I mean? Like, that's where I was going with that. But there you go. Now you kind of caught up with my nigga Nip Photograph. What you feel on responsibility, man? You feel people are being responsible for their own actions, or they just like, or motherfuckers are just losing it, just don't give a fuck?
I mean, motherfuckers always got excuses for everything. So, you know what I'm saying? It's very rare you catch a motherfucker be like, yeah, my bag, my fault, or I did it so wet. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's always, the reason why I did it was because of this, or.
At least say I did it so wet.
You know what I'm saying? It's very real. You hear a nigga say, like, yeah, I did. Cry 2 tears in a bucket. Fuck it. Like,
even if I don't like what you did, I have no respect for you if you'd be like, you know what? But yeah, I did that. You know what I mean? Take responsibility for your shit. You know what I mean? Don't just. Like you just said, people be on that, well, it's because of the excuses, all that shit, like, that shit just pisses me the fuck off. And then it's also, it's like, you ever deal with those people giving multiple excuses? Like, here's another problem I've been having to deal with. When people get mad at you for you expecting them to take responsibility for something that they said that they were going to do. You know what I mean? Like they told you they were going to do this. You didn't ask them to do anything. You didn't say you have to do this. You didn't say you have to do that. They was like, you know what? I got you. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I got you, whatever. Then when the time comes for it to happen, or you ask them on or whatever, then all the excuses come and whatever.
Then
they want to get mad at you for asking them about it. Like, it's not like I asked you to do it. You said you were going to do it. And now that I'm asking you about what you said, you're mad at me? Like, I'm on your head about it?
How is that my fault? That's funny shit right there. I don't like that shit.
I would rather you just tell me you're not going to do it, or don't tell me you're going to do something that you're not going to do. It's simple. But when I expect you to do something because you told me you were going to do it, and then you get on me about being on you about something that you said, come on. But I'm the wrong one.
That's when names get called. You know what I'm saying? In situations like that with me, that's when I get to calling people names. Like, you dumb motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? That shit is bad. Like, I get this name calling and pointing fingers. Like,
and then on the other side of things, and then you don't say, and then you don't say anything at all, and people want to think you forgot about it, or is it, or you just let shit go or things like that. No, we don't let shit go. I don't let shit go.
Or you just get over it.
or I'm gonna get over it. Or yeah, like I can just tell you whatever, and then you're just gonna let that shit go every single time. Fuck that too.
Yeah, for real.
Like, I'm going to hold you responsible for what you said. If you didn't feel you was going to be responsible for it, you shouldn't have said it in the first place. And then number two, if you know you said you were going to do something and you're not going to do it and I'm on your head about it, don't get mad at me for being on your head. That's your fault I'm on your head because you said it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't be on your head if you didn't say you was going to do it or if it wasn't going to pop off that way or even those people that's like, I'm even one of those people that's like, okay, well, something's going to change or it's not going to be the way that you said it was going to be in the first place, then okay, then come back and tell me that it's going to be something different or it's going to go a different way or whatever. Don't wait till shit was supposed to already happen or already pop off, then try to come up with something else or whatever, and everything like that. It doesn't have to be that way either. Like I was saying earlier, it's all about honesty. Just be straight up with people. If a nigga owe me money or whatever, that's fine. If you tell me you're going to pay me on a certain day, and then I ask you on a day if you don't got it, or before that day comes, I would expect you to tell me, like, you know what, I'm not going to have it, I'm going to need it here. Well, okay, I can't be mad at that, because at least you told me something beforehand. You know, but then you have the people that you owe, that owe you money or whatever, and then the day comes, and you question them about the money, but they're getting on you like, nigga, why are you all up on my phone? Why are you bugging me? Nigga, you owe me money. You said today was payday. That's why I'm on your phone.
I mean, in that situation,
I mean, this is all across the board. I mean, some of y'all like y'all with kids. If a girl said or somebody said they was gonna babysit your kids, you had a whole night planned or whatever, something like that. You're about to go get turned up, get it popping. That person cancels on you the night of. You know, that'll piss you off more. You still may be mad, but if they told you the day before or the couple days before, you know what, that's not going to work out, I'm sorry, whatever, that's fine. But they wait till the day of to tell you that shit or, you know, right an hour before you was about to go out and get it popping, you're going to be pissed the fuck off.
Yeah.
You know, that goes in any situation. Be responsible for yourself. If you know you can't, this goes back to responsibility. If you know you can't do something, speak up on it if you said you was going to do it. Or don't say shit at all. That's how I like to be sometimes. I don't tell people I'm going to do shit. Because when Dagger says he's going to do something, 9 times out of 10 is going to be done. It's going to be done. Whatever I got to do to get it done. Or if it's not going to pop off, I'm going to tell you, like, yo, this is what happened. This is what happened. But it's going to be the honest truth. And if you just deal with it or you're not.
Hey, Dagger, tell me we're going to get $1 million deal right now.
I can't tell you we're going to get $1 million deal. Like I said, the optimist in me is like, yeah, nigga, we about to blow up, nigga, we about to go cross country, you know, getting all, we going to Detroit, we're going to fuck with everybody on the independent labels, we about to do a bit.
I don't want to hear nothing else.
No, fuck that, because in reality, nigga, ain't nobody fucking with us, man. We too hardcore for people, man. They ain't fucking with us. They want all this other shit that's out there in the real world right now, man. Like I said, we're those few, I always make this comparison. It's like we the Matrix. Like you said, if the world was just like the movie The Matrix, we would be the people that are unplugged. You know, we're unplugged. We jack in and out of that shit when we want to. And there's everybody else in the world that will fight and do whatever they got to do to keep this fakeness alive and well. Like all this bullshit people go through, all these games, all this shit that people doing, there are people that are willing to fight and die for this shit. Fuck that, man. We're unplugged.
I love life.
Yeah, you know, we got time for that shit. Y'all can have all that shit. But it sucks because that's what I'm saying. Even when we try to mind our own business, it's all this other shit that comes to us. Niggas can't even mind their own fucking business. Or you ever had that situation where you're trying to mind your own business and, you know, not get involved, but the people want you involved in the bullshit? Like, man, what you think about? Man, you ain't going to say nothing, man. You ain't going to do nothing, man.
Yeah, there's a place here.
Nah, don't put me in shit. That's your business. Like, I don't got time for that. What's that old school shit? Yeah, my name is Bennett and I ain't in it. You know what I mean? My name's Charles and that's y'all. Leave me the fuck out of here, man. I don't want nothing to do with it. It's hard enough And they don't realize that, man, people got enough shit to deal with on their own to not deal with the next person's bullshit. The people that got time to not only deal with their own bullshit, but also got time to get involved in everybody else's bullshit, I don't know what y'all doing with yourselves. I don't get it. I don't know. I don't know people that like that much bullshit around them all the time. I try to avoid it. It amazes me because so many people swear all the time that, you know, I be doing it big. I'm all partied out, this, that. Now, I do sometimes. Don't get twisted. I be turned up when I got to be. But I spend more time alone than I do with people. Why? Because I'm not going to fuck myself over. You know, I can't prick myself. You know, I know what my problems are and everything. I know how to deal with my problems. But dealing with other people's shit, that's a whole different story. And some of y'all live y'all lives dealing with other people's shit, and I don't get it. I don't get it. It will never make sense to me. You can't make it make sense to me. It ain't that. You could try. If you want to call in and you're one of the people that, you know, always wrapped up in people's shit, always looking for something to do, always looking to get involved in something or whatever, if you're one of them people, hit me up. We're going to talk about it. I want to see. I'm going to pick your brain in a little while. See what the fuck else you don't got going on that gives you enough time to deal with everybody else's shit. Just like all these people like, man, nigga, you come to my house. Nigga, I'm coming over. Nigga, I ain't got time to come to you. What the hell you saying? Oh, like, oh, no, man. This is crazy. It's crazy. But, nah, y'all, man, we've been talking way too much. Like I said, we talk more. I think I got into music tonight. So I do apologize on behalf of all my independent artists. But, I mean, sometimes we get into conversations that just go places. And the reason I like talking about this type of shit is because I hope somebody's fucking listening. Listen, you don't got to change your whole life. You don't got to change everything about you. I want everybody to be happy with who they are. But at the same time, you got to know that certain shit, how am I going to say this? If you act a certain way and carry yourself a certain way and do certain things, then certain things are going to happen. And you have to be responsible for that. And if you're willing to be responsible and willing to go through that, then fine. But just know that a lot of the choices y'all make will find y'all in the worst places. But, hey, that's where y'all want to be. That's our choice. I'm not about to be there with y'all. I can't do it. Y'all can have that shit, man. Like I said, just don't try to drag me down with y'all. Don't try to drag none of the homies down with y'all. Don't try to drag the real people that are left in the world down there with y'all. Because I'm laughing at y'all. As much as y'all try to be, you can be mad at that or whatever, I'm laughing. I don't laugh. I don't smile that much. But I laugh when y'all go through shit. Just like these motherfuckers, like I said, on these reality shows. I'm laughing at these niggas that are locked up. It's not funny. But I'm laughing at these niggas because, like I said, them niggas, it's not funny. I don't wish jail on anybody, like I said. But these niggas made their choices. They put themselves in situations, and I could be just like any one of them. I could be. But I didn't. I either walked away. I either kept my mouth shut. I either didn't go out that night. You know what I mean? I avoided that situation because I was responsible for my actions, and I'm not going to take responsibility for other people's actions, just like these other people. White people, there's so many snitches in the world. I'm not saying I'm a snitch, but I'm not going to put myself in a position where I have to snitch. You know what I mean? Or because I'm not doing it. I'm sorry. So I just avoid those situations, period, because I'm not a snitch. So I'm not going to put in myself, even damage myself that way. All right? So I don't know, y'all. Like I said, it's been a long night already. It's amazing how 2 hours just went by just like that. We're going to get into the smoke session, but I'm going to let my people get their shout-outs and everything first because I don't think we're going to make it back after the smoke session. So go ahead, my shout-outs. Anybody with last-minute thoughts on anything, shout-outs you want to give to anybody, links, all that good stuff.
Just hit me up on Facebook. I mean, it's so real. Check me out. You feel me? Give a shout-out to you, Bang Out Radio, Niff Music. Give a shout-out to Niffle the Great. And my homegirl, Nikki, Two Fly, Bossy MP, and this motherfucker, and everybody who's doing the big out there. You know, everybody who's keeping it real, respectful. Just stay real. Stay yourself. Fuck everybody else. Get away from the bullshit. Do your thing. Party. Make money. Have fun. And just do it big. Shit. That's all I can say. And shout out to the rich motherfuckers who listening.
Yeah, there you go. Niffo the Grizzill, a.k.a. Fresh Wig. Well, yeah, shout out to anybody you want to say hello to, man. Final thoughts on the responsibility topic, man, and your link.
Man, just be responsible for yourself. Like, that's it. Fuck everybody else. Do your thing. you looking for me, I'll be with Dagger smoking the blunt. other than that, it's like Witty Boy and Fade Them All, Hood Bound, et cetera. Blah.
Et cetera. Et cetera. There it is, y'all. And actually, y'all, we ain't even going to smoke tonight, man. I'm going to get back into the music. I'm going to let the Bang Out Cyphers roll out tonight, all right? So we're going to just play. I got four cyphers. I'm going to let all four cyphers go. And then also I want y'all to do, remember, I still got these beats and everything, too. I want y'all crews out there that's listening, man. Get at me. I'm going to send y'all the beat, too. I need some more Bang Out Radio cyphers, all right? I sent out a couple of them. The real hitters hit me back real fast. Now I want to get some more. So we're going to keep it going and keep it pushing. All right. We'll be back next week. Slash Sundays with the Dagger. All right. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. We'll see y'all on Wednesday night, Hub Night, 9 to 11, where we talk about the strictly adult matters. And yeah, that's it. So we're going to let the line. Actually, ladies first. Miss Paula's going to start off the cypher. We'll see y'all next week. And yeah, we out. Bang out. The cypher. Make sure y'all can get him up there. Holla at me for the beat. But Miss Paula,
lyrically equipped it, and I got you lifted. Never will forget it. Got you feeling winded. Try hard to pretend it. Got you so defenseless. Eyes low, heart cold, feeling so relentless. Always been ambitious. Metaphors vicious. At sea drifted. Darkness switches. Sticking ditches. Dipping bitches. Stepping trenches. Separate sifted. Welcome to apocalypse in each and every line. Coming through your stereo and taking over minds. Always moving silently and creeping from behind. Cut you in your sleep, oozing out your spine. Rise of the gimmicks and fall of the realists. Soldier on the front line, yes, I'm marching fearless. Somewhere in the laboratory, yes, I am a chemist. Cooking up a master plan to push into the realist.
I was cool with a kingdom. Now niggas talk like they freed us. This is not a threat for you, King Dunn. Make promises, bomb like Muhammad. It ain't C-72 versions since the fifth grade. Niggas think it's all rhymes, straight facts. I can take you way back. Introduce you to new shit. Would've smashed Nunu, but she was smashing who knew. After Wayne could've fucked with the bitch. A good business decision, I guess. I know bitches in the business, leaving dumber niggas in debt. I'm making money in reps. Still not part of the set. I tell them, go get out on the bench. I want my money legit. Getting tired of this hustling shit. Make enough just to pay off the rent. A few accents back to the hustle like Aladdin. Would've got a lamp, but they say I'm too bright. They say I'm going sign no hype. In the studio, I'm in it all night. Catch me early with your girl, though. Sorry if you hurt, but a king gotta conquer his earth. I should've been a star since my birth. You was dropped at birth. Can't compare a king to a dawn, rain to a shower. We just some young kings gain power. On top of a throne that ain't ours. Niggas get devoured in the jungle. Lions gotta eat. And every nigga spittin' sounds sweet. I'm probably at the beach with your chick on your chick at the beach. Sorry if my thoughts ain't complete. You niggas ain't far from defeat. Soft on your feet. You really should watch what you speak. You talk in a song when we meet.
Bang Out Radio. Jagger, just looking on this. It's a cipher. Self-explanatory music.
The facts.
Category. Chuck Boogie.
Y'all
IDKY.
Yep.
Quiet Storm.
Let him know, y'all.
Get him. Look, I be that fat guy bringing lyrical fitness. I'm the wizard, y'all the soul supremacist. Even with the coldest black heart, you couldn't stomp the yard with a menace. No matter if you rugged or raw with the first name Dennis. Not happening, I'm scrapping your paw, you're crashing your thoughts. Size 13, no name brand, realigning your jaw with the heaviest balls, equivalent to none of you stars. But worse than the shittiest creek, you're still better than y'all's. Except for the flaws, you homos clowns, juggling balls, no pause needed. But Victoria was the best kept secret. Please believe it, the job is done. My take on the 16 is a mosh pit. Luke Hamp in the 80-mile run. Dragon's pressure lets the steam through. I'm super, that's all that I'm saying. Releasing these balls so they can cool. Self-X is here to take the spot. Bottom line, it's your bottom time. I'm sick in the flu with swine.
Turn to the new jack, a nigga with cool cap. Who you know who fits that description of flow that way, way. 80s baby to a new millennium. Filling them up, words like helium. Yeah, boy, they feeling them. Give me what you got wherever you scoop. I'm taking your loot. Cock game and shoot. No time for fairy tales. Make them hopscotch from the heat rocks that I spit. Not from NY, boy, but word to my mama. I hit him with the llama. Persona potent like Kush marijuana. Smoking quick, you a choke, man. First runner up, my last name win. Save me, Lord, from this ratchetness life I live. Too many left, don't know what's right. Even out of uniforms, yeah, I still hold stripes. Vigilante symptoms, I see things at night. Worst case scenario, ratio 9-1. Infrared explode, reload.
I gotta be the one to keep this going. Each component that I'm made of is the same as the disease is dormant. Give me a dime, some time to rhyme, and a beat that's open. And you can see who shines by which line the people's quoting. I'm like a beast, I'm luring rappers in a foreign trap. Getting bones to crack, flowing easy like I toured with Zap. Ignore the facts, I put you down like I was Warren Sapp. Hitting a quarterback, even Madden would have to throw a flag. I'll poke and slash your throat and laugh just to pour the last quart of gas over the open gas till you slowly pass. I know I'm a trip, not a hatter, but no, I'm mad. I'm a rapper, a self-explanatory slab. Does it matter that I beat cheeks and girls go eek eek when I hold them down by the throat till they speak like cheek sneak? This ain't a cipher, this a meet and greet. Hi, I'm ID, the one to leave the streets in complete defeat.
I'm so Frank Lucas, without the runny mouth. Make your girl go down so much she thought it was my house. Make her seem big, I know a humming ball slow. Castro flow when I write lines of dope. Smash you with the different words on scope to blast. Fuck Dopey and Large back, together they whack. Average cats better ease back. Form Voltron without the black hat. Ass McAfee's make lungs collapse. Having sex before marriage is a sin. I guess I keep fucking till I disappear like gin. I'm the truth in this booth, this makes you a dare. You showing your ass, you worse than smooth with no underwear. Fuck a devil, keep my 40 in the brown bag. Pissed on these young MCs, even got R. Kelly mad. Breaking down in the reaper bag, silent shot to the back, laser tag, make a strip for the key man. Show it to a preacher dad, write it in my ether pad. Playing with your bitch all in my lap. I'm a beast in this habitat. My bold cat stab these lab rap. For fucking up the backpack rap.
Certified ghost off the press. Bitch ass nasty, put the rest when I rap. Nigga, you fucking with a self-ex vet. Live and direct from the school of hard now. Come test, flip a bitch to fuck a hoe. Put all my niggas, yo, in the fuck the homies. Can't have none of this, is written, yo. Shit, can't be touched, MC Hammer shit. Moving with the baddest bitch, you gotta come to where I'm from. Anthony Hamilton, hot, freak him out and get right. Hit the wash and the ride, hit them all and get fly. Can't deny, I'm that type of guy. Get tossed in the grease, kill breast to fry. Biscuit on the side, destiny suicide. Got enough niggas out of rush from the east to the west side. Meet you in the middle, wherever you wanna take it, yo. Knock, knock, get some in, this ain't no riddle though.
Aw, oh, shit. Hoodbound. West Coast. With it, boys. We're gonna do it like this. Up first, Ride a Chalk.
West Witty.
AKA West Witty. Yo. Go ahead. Let them know.
Shots fired, prior dealings with the trifling prices. When you raised with them hustles and titans, guzzle waves in these streets, but I'm praying for better days. Till then, I'ma set these trends and currency trade. Praise my block where I was taught and develop my game. Cousins and Chevys, I'm about to ride big wheels and figure eight. I'm product of the streets, the crevices of inner cities, toting a pistol for discrepancies and beef, yeah. Point the finger at the bad guy. Haters are rivals from the vinyl side when I hollow quicker than twine. Freaking cushion, he been in corners in the semi. Raw with the Holocaust, all wins, no loss. Two pound, fade them all. We wear the belt in the crown. West side is known and tickle with the city. Niggas spit, they eat the venom mixed with pistol packing precision. Religious treason, bust the bleed. All seasons, give me a reason. One by one, your homie, your family deleted. Ride a chalk with that rider shit. I spit that rider shit with a venom, bitch.
Yo. Fresh with it, fresh with it, aka Nympho the Grizzill. Mac Machete the Madman. Yo, are you ready? Are you ready? Alright, I was just making sure. Hold on, let me step back. Go ahead, handle that shit.
Nympho when I'm in trip mode, explode on contact. Like a hollow point press, I spit like a mini Mac. Attack and detach your head from your spleen. Mac Machete the Madman, gangster. guillotine. The king of the terrain, I roam the plains with two pistols. Take fade to fade, take her addressing all issues. Assumptions, presumptions, anybody killer? Them, him, her, and you, all y'all nigga. My trigger gold plated, my nigga don't hate it. I'm gon' state it, bitch, I'm the greatest of all time. What you see on TV, unload, reload, repeat until they sleep. Street tactic warrior, territory time bomb, known as Nympho, knocking niggas out with napalm. Annihilate a poacher from the shoulders, you can get it. I tried to told you, I fold Kimbo on you bitches. A ghetto coach, a soldier, hang hoodlum hood bound. With it, boy, affiliate, gunning your hood down. You hood now? What? Your wretched mouth, bitch, I'm a psycho.
Psycho.
Shooting off my strap, crack your face. Bash and break your cranium. I'm a wild animal, bitch. It ain't no taming them. Aiming for the throat all day, every day. This is everybody K.
Uh-oh. Yeah. It's my turn. The dagger. L.A. West Coast all day.
Shit.
Gotta introduce myself and shit. My turn. Yeah. Your turn, nigga. 4DB with it. 4DB with it. Yeah. With it, boys.
Dagger's never been the type to step away from the mic. I play the game of life smart, so I ain't looking to fight. Because I'm not right inside me, there's a person that even scares me. I keep warning people that
you won't like me when I'm angry,
but they never listen. I guess they itching just to take me out, claiming that they big and bad when all they do is run their mouth. Like they got this, like they got that. A lot of weed, fat stacks, talk like that around the home. Easy way to get you jacked. Don't let your guns flap when you're walking through these city streets. LA is full of cannibals. These niggas gotta kill to eat. I'm only killing beats, but Sunday's almost gonna cross the line. I kill you and your family and go to work feeling fine. I'm just making music while I stay as high as possible. You just analyze a nigga down to my hair follicles. Feel sorry for these niggas, cause Dagger's a different caliber. If I was a long sword, my alias would be Excalibur. Still ain't got a manager, cause don't nobody fuck with me. Keep it real at all times, that's the only way I know to be. Don't talk about money, I don't got shit, I'm flat broke. I got the kind of game to make your bitch wanna de-throat. I'm so dope like crack, you sniff me, you catch your head high. And now I got beanin' for a nigga like a Muslim with a bean pie. Don't sweat the small shit, play it cool and I let it go. And only
bang out,
it's a pussy or on the radio. Dagger so incredible, but fuck, the Hulk is taking over. Never hit the brakes for niggas, full speed,
run them over.
Drunk, high, but never sober. Issues, I got way too many, and I just make money. Get high and rep my fucking city.
Westside,
LA, no doing the twist of the tangle, cause we all some little devils from the city of angels. So you can try to take me out, but you winning ain't even probable. Even with Tom Cruise, that mission is still impossible.
Let's give it up.